We're going to go over to Newaygo County right now.
Run up to Frankenmuth, Michigan.
But we're going to run down to Birmingham right now, Birmingham, Michigan.
We're up at Northwood University. And
we're going to go over to South Haven, Ypsilanti, Eastern Michigan University.
You'll be hearing us from all over the place, but that's the beauty of this broadcast.
Now, from the studios in downtown Lansing, it's Chris Holman's Business Beat.
And welcome, everybody. That's exactly where we are, in our downtown studios out at 109 East Oakland. And we have in the studio with us a guest. It's really hard to get people to come here. They just don't trust me for some reason. But this is an old friend who knows better, Jack Scripsima. He is, of course, the executive director of the Greater Lansing Convention and Visitors Bureau. And Jack, you just had your annual meeting. You guys, by the way, are just coming off kind of a record year, aren't you?
We are, yes. Thanks for having me. We had our annual meeting just last week, and we announced some record historic numbers, really.
Wow.
The region for 2017 exceeded 65% occupancy for the first time ever.
Wow.
And that's the fifth year of record growth for the region. 6 years ago, we were in the low 50s, and occupancy is a key metric in terms of the health of tourism for any region.
Yeah.
And so now we are one of the leaders in the state in terms of the regions and occupancy, where we used to be one of the lowest. So we've certainly turned things around here. Good things are happening in our region, and we're inviting probably somewhere close to 5 million visitors a year now into the greater Lansing region.
And Jack, this is probably a number you don't, so I don't want to put you on the spot, but it's probably a number you don't track. Is it an in particular category?
Well, it's in three categories. The sports market has exploded. The amateur youth sports market in our region has exploded.
And you guys have done a wonderful job, by the way, through the Sports Authority.
Yeah, that's gone up like, 350%. We supported over 108 events last year.
Wow.
You know, from soccer, lacrosse, hockey, wrestling, archery, curling, you name it. We've had it here. It's a great sports town.
Yeah.
Really group is. Business is up, conventions being the center of the state, and right next is the home of state government and MSU, very, very popular destination for statewide conventions. And we're seeing that expanding now to regional organizations that are coming to Greater Lansing region, and even some international type events because of the FRIB at MSU is attracting some of those high-level scientists, physicists, things that I don't understand.
Right.
They're coming here to study isotopes.
Don't stare at me. I've got no explanation. I know that what all this generates is room nights.
That's
and then you
exactly
get into
right.
that kind of rollover figure of how much is being spent in town.
That's right. We exceeded, I think last year for the first time, our average daily rate in the region exceeded $100. And this year it was $106. So, and it's still a very competitive rate, but it allows the operators and owners to reinvest in their properties and to hire additional staff.
New carpet, new paint, all
absolutely.
That stuff.
Absolutely.
And we've seen that in several of the...
We have.
Yeah. Is there an argument yet for a second hotel in downtown Lansing? Downtown?
Yeah, I think there's an argument for a second and third, perhaps, hotels
really?
In downtown Lansing. You know, we've reached a point where some of our facilities that we have difficulty finding open dates. That wasn't the case 5-6 years ago. Now it's our demand is such that we need more facilities, more rooms. We have groups that would like to be here, but because of the number of rooms we have in the downtown area around our convention center don't satisfy their needs, you know, they're not able to come here. So I think, yes, we absolutely use more hotels downtown. Our demand has already attracted the attention of developers to this region. We've got three hotels under construction right now, or two. One just opened a few weeks ago, a new one, and we have two more scheduled open this year.
Under construction in our region.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
That is. So you did some other things at your annual meeting. You gave out some awards.
Yeah, we did. We give out our community champion awards, and this is to recognize local people, local residents that, invite, influence their groups to come here. Maybe they sit on the board of directors of an association or a social group, fraternal group, military group, what have you, and they'll use their influence to bring the group here. So that means a great deal to this community. So we recognize them, and we recognize our volunteers of the year, our facilities of the year. I think Lansing Center received the award this year. So really the focus of that meeting is a little bit to talk about last year results, but a lot to talk about all the input and support we get from our community.
You know, you mentioned the Lansing Center. And it is hard. It's so cool to see them awarded because it's hard to have a downtown major facility that is popular.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate
Well, that's true.
You know what I mean? It's very difficult to work in that zone.
Yeah, we had last year, we got creative and brought in a, it's called New Wave Championship Wrestling Tournament. I think we were expecting 6,000 to 8,000 people. And we put it on at the Lansing Center.
Yeah.
We brought in mats and bleachers and all kinds of things and had, I don't know, 32 mats and competitions going, you know, daily for 3-4 days.
Yeah.
We ended up with 19,000 people here for that event.
Unbelievable.
And these are the kind of, a lot of these folks had not been here in a while. So it was like, wow, I had no idea what was going on in Lansing. So these are people that end up being leisure visitors later on when they come back and bring their families to enjoy our region.
Well, and I had a wrestler, and it's not unheard of for, and especially if you have a good one, they weigh in at 7:30 in the morning, they wrestle at 10, they wrestle at 2, and they wrestle at 7.
Right.
And so they're out looking around the town a little bit, too, and dropping a few bucks. Hey, I hate to put you on the spot, and if I had a drum roll, I'd give it. What about 2018?
2018 looks good. It's going to be another solid year. I think it's going to be very similar to 2017. And we do our rotational patterns. There's two of the 3 years we see more of the groups that will come here every second or third year. And so this year we take a slight dip in some of those rotational groups. And, of course, our biggest event that we have every other year is called Odyssey of the Mind.
Yeah.
That's not here this year. So that's going to, rather than seeing any growth this year, I think we're going to be somewhat flat to what we were last year. But flat is great when you're at 65% occupancy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, you do a fabulous job. It's always good to have you down here. Jack Scripsima, head of the Greater Lansing Convention and Visitors Bureau. I'm Chris Holman. You're listening to the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. We'll be right back with a whole lot more.